Are you ready to go back in time?
You always had the power to go back.
I have.
Well, here we go with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435 Flashback.
Our 435 flashback today is about chasing waterfalls and the group TLC's way of expressing how people chase intangible dreams with no thought of the consequences. The first verse in the song is talking about an inner-city mother and son relationship. He's chasing waterfalls, which is about money and respect, by dealing drugs. But his mother knows it's not going to end well. The second verse deals with a man's relationship with a woman. His waterfall is casual sex and the natural obsession for temptation. Now, this could mean that he's cheating on someone or the woman is cheating on him with someone else, but either way, he contracts HIV and dies. Three letters take him to his final resting place. TLC was always big on AIDS awareness. Left Eye would often wear condoms attached to her clothes and in her glasses to promote safe sex. TLC was signed to LaFace Records, which was a part of Arista and headed by legendary Clive Davis. But according to T-Boz, he didn't like the song, and it took a push from their mentor at the label, L.A. Reid, to get promotion for the song and a budget for the video. T-Boz recalled at Q Magazine how they pushed Davis to release the single. They wrote a big poster with a marketer that said, "Please believe in us," and delivered it to his office. Clive Davis eventually caved, and the song went on to be TLC's biggest hit. The video went on to win MTV Video Music Award for Video of the Year in 1995. And the special effects in the video were created by the visual design company Homer & Associates, which used motion picture technology to generate the images. The rap lyrics Lisa Left Eye Lopez performed on the song were engraved in her casket. Lopez died in a car accident in Honduras in 2002. Here's Waterfalls by TLC, and it's your KQAK 435 Flashback.